Hi there. Thank you for holding, Harry. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Nate wanted me to get on the line so I could get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, and answer any questions that you might have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate here for your company. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so 5 years in, we consider that an established business. We are running a promotion here at the end of the year to make it more affordable. Month-to-month, no contract, though. It's a fixed flat rate of $199.00. So that would be the exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. Calls come to you, though, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down that lead. You'll just get direct phone calls. People will see your business. They'll type in basement remodeling or whatever they might be typing in. As long as it's a service that you provide and they're in that 25-mile radius, your business will be one of those top options on that person's search, whether it's Google or Bing. They'll call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate, that $199, and that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service, no contract. Is that something you would want for your business at this point? More phone calls, greater visibility for your website?
What, is it only one keyword?
Oh, gosh, no, no. It's any keyword or search phrase related to the services that you provide. We don't want you to be limited. And the search engines are pretty intelligent, although they are artificial intelligence. They don't think exactly the way a person does. But we will create the content on almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of it talking about all of the services that you provide and, of course, your service area. So, and everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, to the dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public but equally important to Google and Bing. And that content will put you and your company in that local map or that pack result that pops up near the top of the page so that you can be found by someone searching really for any keyword or search phrase related to a service that you provide.
So say if now, I provide basement, say if
right.
I provide remodeling,
uh-huh.
but I also do kitchen remodeling and bathroom
sure.
remodeling.
Sure.
So it'll still be the same price?
Yeah, it's all the same price. Yeah, because it's all the same programming. You know, I mean, we're going to create the content, and of course, we keep it updated and optimized so that you do show up for those searches. Now, Nate said you have a website, but he did not attach that website here. Is it like the name of your business.com, or what is the domain?
Yeah.
Oh, here. Let me find out. He just listed it in the wrong spot, but it is basically BawaConstructionGroup.com?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull that website up right now because, you know, I want to make sure that it is Google compliant. It looks like it is. I mean, it's not a bad website at all. I look at websites all day. I kind of like the look of your website. It is Google compliant, which meets the two criteria that Google really requires for a website to be on the first page. HTTPS. The S actually means secure. And that's important when there's a contact form, which you do have. People can put in personal information. The other thing that a website has to be is mobile optimized, which means that it stacks on itself, reformatting for a smaller screen like a tablet or, you know, let's be honest, more likely a smartphone. Your website does that too. More than that, though, it's very kind of conversion-driven, user-friendly for someone who might need your services. Obviously talking about all the different things that you do. The one thing about the website here, and that's why we're calling you, is that unless really I am looking for it by name, unless I already know the name of your company, I'm not likely to find your website or your business when I'm doing a keyword search for the services that you provide. So our job, again, like I said, is to create the content that the search engines search for, link it to your website, and to verify listings on Google and Bing. That will get you more phone calls. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's the flat rate.
Yeah, how many keywords can I choose?
well, we're going to talk to you about all the different services that you provide, and we'll do the keyword research to see what people are typing in. We'll provide you with a list, and you can say, yeah, I like that list, or could you please add that one, or get rid of this one. It sounds like maybe you've talked to other companies that were trying to charge you by keyword or justify charging you more for additional keywords. The search engines don't work that way.
Yeah, no, I've never dealt with anybody. I usually cut the phone. I don't know.
Ah, I see. So, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Like I said, as long as it's a service that you provide, and we talk about that service on the content that we'll create, and, of course, we'll talk to you about what you want to be found for, then you can be found for even misspellings of search phrases related to the work that you do.
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's talk more. Let's move on with this.
So the business that you want, again, Bauer Construction Group, the name of your business.com is the website, and it looks like as far as the phone number that that you want your customers to call, there's the cell, a couple of cell numbers and the office number. The primary business number that you want to have promoting your company, is that the office number, or is it even the number, the cell number that we're speaking on now?
Cell number.
The cell number. And that's, again, also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account.
Yeah.
And then let me ask you, because I'm pretty sure that you're 100% service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
No.
Perfect. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if you had an outside office where you did paperwork, since customers don't come to you and since you're out in the field most of the time, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. And then I've just got your first name here, Harry. What is your last name? Is it like the business name?
B-A-W-A? Bauer.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then, of course, you know, we do contact you. You'll get phone calls, you know, from your customers. But when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. I've got bauerconstructiongroup@gmail.com is the email address. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Well, text and anyway, but I prefer a call or text.
Okay, yeah. To be honest with you, the emails are really reserved mostly for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, though, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or send you a text or both. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician so that we can kind of verify information off of your website, talk to you more about your services that you want to be found for, any mission statement or motto that you want us to include, and things like that. And then I'll also do a voice verification that's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate of $199. And then for that first payment, Harry, that $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
Is it your name on that particular card, the business name, or both?
Yeah. Business name.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Is that all the information? Aren't you going to set me up for keywords?
Well, sure. I mean, that's the whole point of the client interview. I mean, I can talk to you about it now, but we are still going to have one of our technicians kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. Like I said, we want to know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, mission statements and logos, and of course, you know, we do have information off of your website. So there's quite a bit of content that we can go off of here as far as the keywords and search phrases that you want to be found for.
What company do you belong to?
So this is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. LocalSplash.com/SEO packages is the link that I'm sending out to you right now. It is our pricing page. I do want you to see exactly what we're talking about here. And then again, like I said, we'll schedule that follow-up call. But I did send that link out to you. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence, in big blue letters. Are you able to put me on speakerphone and open up that link that I just sent out to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, you will be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can see all the work that you're getting from using the service. More importantly, you'll see all the work that we're doing to get you found on that first page. All of the almost 70 directories that we'll create will have their own clickable link to you through your dashboard. You can see your super pages listing, your Yelp, Facebook page, etc. Most of those directories will also allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews all across the internet on different platforms. Wherever they originally populate, they will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you directly through your client dashboard. We've been around for over 17 years.
What are these packages? It says
$3.99. Right. So we're talking about the 50% reduction off of the pro package. If you were going to tell me I need to go 50 miles, I need to go 100 miles, then we would be talking about some of those other packages that include the paid ads that are really the only way to target beyond a 25-mile radius. But like I said, we would be doing a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package, which brings the rate down to $199. That's exactly what you would spend. There are other bells and whistles off of these other packages that I can include, dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. What really drives up the cost of those packages are paid ads that we're not doing in this case. So like I said, I can include those bells and whistles for you. The setup fee,
how do I pop up if it's not paid ads?
So you're going to pop up organically in the local map. It's the pack result that pops up right near the top of the page because of the SEO content that we'll create for you. The businesses that pop up in that section, they're not there because they have been around the longest or do the best job in town. They are there because they've got verifiable information that Google and Bing look for. What the search engines search for is relevant content. So again, when we create all of that content talking about your services and service area, that reassures Google time and again that you are providing those services in that area. So that's what's going to have you popping up in that local map or that pack result ahead of your competitors. So it's not like a paid ad that's going to rotate off the page. It is 24/7 right there in that local pack or that map that pops up right near the top of the page. Google's been tracking it for a long time. That's where 9 out of 10 people click when they're on a search. So that's who we call and who we hire.
Well, say if I put in, if anybody around 25 mm-hmm. miles in my area, put
sure.
in, say basement remodeling.
Of course.
Would my company come up in the first page?
Yes, and that's exactly what we're doing here. Basement remodeling, whatever they type in, bathroom, remodeling contractor, even if it's hardwood floor refinishing. I mean, if it's a service that you want to be found for, your business and your website will pop up for those searches. Like I said, you've already got a great website, but the website in and of itself, at least nowadays, I mean, 5 years ago, that website might have been enough to get you on that first page. But now so many business owners have websites. Google looks for more than just a website. That's where the kind of quantity and quality of authoritative citations and directory submissions that we'll create for you backlink to your website. That's what's going to move your website onto that first page. So again, people will see your website before they call you. So it's a very high conversion rate. So I know you've got great questions. The voice verification, it's required of us, and it actually does answer quite a bit of your questions as well. I can read that before we move forward here, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with our technician. That's, again, where we really get into the details about all the different keywords and search phrases you want to be listed for. Is that fair?
All right. So right now you're going to charge my card for $199?
that's the exact amount. I'm going to waive your setup fee. And again, the 50% reduction in the cost is going to apply as long as you continue to use the service. You'll see that reduction in cost. So it saves you $200 every month.
Okay, so you're only charging me $199, right?
That's the exact amount. That's the out-the-door cost. That's exactly correct. In fact, it's read into the voice verification.
All right, let me know when you're ready for the card number.
Okay. You said it was a Visa. It should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Yes, 4085.
Mm-hmm.
4040.
Yes, sir.
3199.
Okay.
5529.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 1026.
10 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
It's 305.
305. So I've got 305, 305 on the back, and October, or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Harry, was the card itself 4085, 4040, 3119, 5529?
No. 3199.
Oh, 3199. 3199, not 3119. I gotcha. So 3199-5529.
Yep.
Okay. And does that bill in Mount Sinai 117-766?
Yes.
What is the actual billing address, the street address of that card?
It's 1 Dandelion Court. Mount Sinai, New York, 1176.
Okay, perfect. And that's, of course, your residence. You receive your mail there?
Yeah.
Okay, so that address will never appear anywhere in the promotion of your business, but Google will want to verify that you are an active business in the local area. So we'll send you a PIN card. Looks like a piece of paper folded over with tear-off edges on it. Nothing much to it but a 5-digit PIN. It does have instructions on how to verify that yourself, but please just call us or text us that 5-digit PIN, and we'll verify that information for you. Now, real quick, I do need to read the voice verification. Like I said, it's required of us as Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's just that fixed rate of $199 and never a penny more. The voice verification, Harry, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Now, give me just a second here, Mr. Bauer, to get that set up. Okay. Harry, it reads as follows. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The voice verification is part of the process here. It is recorded and as an added form of protection for you. It outlined your service agreement. It says, for the sake of the recording, please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online.
All right.
Is it Bala Construction Group?
Yes.
And group is spelled out, not abbreviated GRP?
No,
spelled out. Oh. Okay. And then, Harry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Harry Bauer, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Bauer, as the owner of Bauer Construction Group, Harry, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you just provided, that card ending 5529, you are an authorized user on that card, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Now, Harry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Harry, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. And it always concerns me when I call one of my clients and it goes to voicemail or mailbox full. I mean, if I were a potential customer trying to reach them, I'm probably just going to call somebody else, right? So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, I think you're going to really like this service and do quite well with it. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware that there's an Angie's list. That's not a direct conflict. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing for your business. And then, of course, equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying, Harry, if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Now, Harry, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information for your business is always accurate and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, waiving that setup fee with it being a month-to-month service, and the fixed flat rate of just $199, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 21st of December, in the very reduced rate of exactly $199.00. Now, Harry, that $199 is an exact amount, as well as a fixed flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, of course, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, of course, Harry, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so, Harry, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bauer, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Harry, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then that does conclude the voice verification. In a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but Harry, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Okay, so you'll get that information by email in about a minute. Like I said, you'll actually be able to reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be included in that confirmation email as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive that information in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Okay? Now, there's a link on the invoice emailed to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link as soon as we're able to process that payment. Now, my finance department says that maybe the address associated, the billing address associated with the card might not be the address that we have. Maybe it's not 11766, the zip code?
Try 11418.
11418. 11418. Is that associated with a different street address?
Yeah, that's my that was my previous address.
Oh, okay. So let me update that information and see if the card is still attached to that zip code. It would be just a zip code. It doesn't reference the street address when it tries to do that. So then, like I said, you'll be able to get that confirmation email. You'll get the invoice email and the link to the written terms and conditions by text message as well as the email itself. It does look like that that particular card is still linked to that old address. Is that old address? That's not Mount Sinai then, is it, the 11418?
No, that's Richmond Hill.
It's Richmond Hill. And what is the physical street address, if you don't mind me updating our system here?
113-16 93rd Avenue.
Got it.
The Richmond Hill. Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It looks like we can still do today if 6 o'clock works out for you. We would call you sometime between 6 and 6:30. Then the call would take about 25, 30 minutes from that point onward. If that does not work out for you, we can look to tomorrow's schedule, which looks pretty wide open, anywhere really between 10 and 6 o'clock. But would you be available at 6 for that call?
Yeah, I'll be available.
That will work? Okay. So like I said, it'll be scheduled from 6 to 7, but we'll call you sometime between 6 and 6:30. If I am available when our client interview technician is available, I'll be on that call as well. Just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, if I'm not available and I don't get a whole lot of heads up when they're ready, then they will call you on their own, and of course they'll take good care of you. They've got all of the notes here. Just in case I'm not on that call, and of course for the future as well, for your protection, I did want to set up a security question and answer here. If anybody calls us and says that they're associated with Bala Construction Group, especially if they're not you, we're going to want to make sure that they know at least the answer to the security question if we give them the question. And then if anybody calls you saying that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the question and answer unprompted. And if not, you can just politely hang up on them. But the options for your security question are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Harry, which of those did you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Diesel.
Diesel? Is that B-E-A-S-E-L?
Oh, Diesel. Diesel with a D.
Oh, Diesel. I'm sorry. I thought you said Diesel. So Diesel, just like a diesel. Was it a big dog, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So I do have to put it in twice here. So Diesel. Gotcha. Nice. So you're all set up and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the email. Oh, we got the text.
Oh. Okay. If you open up the text, it might go right where we need it to go, or there might still be like a click here to accept the subscription terms. I know that the email does, you know, say your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. But once you click on it, it should take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Bawa, is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. That's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will also optimize your listing on Bing, although it is only about 1 out of 10 that are going to use Bing instead of Google. It's still a lot of people, and we want you to get those opportunities as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom there. Gotcha. So I can give you the username. The password's not been generated. You can actually stop right there. You're just getting that message because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking system, and the automated system thinks both that you are trying to do that now and that your system's already active. We do have to do the client interview first for there to be something to track. Your username is your phone number, though. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but the area code is included. 917-400-4067 is your username. Once we do the client interview and your tracking system is activated, we will text and email you your username that you can use and then change it once you get in if you like. Some people never change it. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. We do have that call scheduled for that 6 o'clock hour. Like I said, if I'm available when they make that call between 6 and 6:30, I'll be part of it just to introduce you to your technician. If I am on another call, they'll just call you directly. But other than that, I appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking the phone call. Did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you.
So about the keywords, I talked to the guy that's going to call me.
Yeah, I mean, I can get a head start and put some things down, but I'm also going off of your website. I know that you said that you know, basement's kind of your main bread and butter, but you do bathroom,
no,
kitchen.
I'm a general contractor. I do exterior work too, you know, but it just
oh, you do. Yeah, I see the concrete work too. Masonry,
brickwork, roofing. I do all types. I have crews for every type of construction, but since because of the weather it's gonna get colder.
Yeah.
I do remodeling,
indoor stuff. Got
yep.
it. So I'll put that all in the notes here. The best part about our service, as the seasons change and your focus shifts, as you're able to provide other services as the weather permits, we'll shift as well the content that we have online for you so that you can get those phone calls for the services that you're providing at the time that you're providing them. So I'll put that in the notes. General contractor doing everything indoors and out. Right now you're focusing more on the indoor renovations and remodeling.
Yep.
All righty. Sounds good, Harry. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, I appreciate your kindness in taking the call. You've been real patient with me, and I appreciate that as well. Looking forward to getting this going for you and earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, it won't be right at 6 o'clock, but sometime between 6 and 6:30, we'll give you that call for that interview. And like I said, it'll take about a half an hour once we give you that phone call.
No problem. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.